So we thank Urban Meyer for coming into the Big Ten because he called out fellow schools that need to recruit better. And schools answered the bell. They hired better coaches. They found a way to pay more, whether it be the head coach or his staff, and they built facilities. And now it's trickled all the way down. Earlier this week, Greg Schiano came back to Rutgers, got a big deal. That's some attention for the league. How about Tom Allen of Indiana, who has had a breakthrough year this year when he had to get to a bowl game, just signed a new 7-year, $27.3 million contract today. But, one of the keys for a guy that is a defensive mind that gave up those duties just to be the CEO of his program, and you saw the result this year. Indiana had one of their best years on the field they've had in a while, including a win in Lincoln, and now they're going to a bowl game, is pretty important news out of college football on the West Coast. Earlier today, Fresno State coach Jeff Tedford, who had had heart surgery a few years back, is stepping down at Fresno State due to health reasons. And the number one candidate, a guy that is integral to the success this year of Indiana, Kellen DeBoer, the offensive coordinator at Indiana, is the number one candidate for that job. So Indiana gives a big paycheck to their head coach. Will they step up and pay a offensive coordinator who's already paid really well in Bloomington even more money because he was a huge benefit to Indiana this year in the way that they navigated through injuries at the quarterback position and were able to put together a winning record and get to a bowl game. All right, Brett Ciancia is coming up here in a little bit. Also, Brian Christopherson within the hour. We will chat about Creighton in Nebraska. We're doing a draft here. If you're drafting, I think we're all in agreement. Marcus Zagorowski is the number one player that we would all draft. If you have a Creighton, Nebraska guy's available tomorrow in draft, he's off the board one. Mitch Balick two, Tyshawn Alexander two, Mitch Balick three. How far down do you think you'd get before you grabbed a Nebraska guy, and what player would it be? And also, what would a win for Creighton mean, or what would a win for Nebraska mean? Besides the second straight year that Nebraska has beaten Creighton in a year, which I think this is a 15-point game in favor of Blue Nebraska. Brett Ciancia with a full preview of this championship weekend. That's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show.